Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host is Ruth Wallisoff.
Excellent.
Okay. And we're sitting here talking with Laurie Scheinman from Wit and Whim. And the story is tremendous. For anybody who's just tuning in, Laurie runs a general store, gift store, an everything store, where every month a different organization is picked and all the profits go to that organization. Has to be a qualified organization. So, but Laurie can be reached at 516-944-9200 or look for Wit and Whim online and send an email. And, you know, I'm not saying you're going to get online tomorrow, but you could be on put on list because their fifth anniversary is coming up in September. And to be running an organization like this, which we're just talking about, is spectacular. And my question at the break was, does Laurie get a benefit from the manufacturers, considering the end result of all that she's doing? Are the major manufacturers saying, Laurie, you know, we'll cut 10% off for you?
You would think that it would, but no. It is quite dog-eat-dog out there, and, you know, manufacturers have to survive as well. It's
right,
tough right now
right.
with brick and mortar, so, you know, no breaks. No breaks at all.
Brick and mortar being tough, is that where the bulk of your business is?
Yes. We do a little bit of online, but that's harder to get the word out on online shops, and we're competing with big, you know, Amazon.
Right,
so we're really, and it's also our service is what's unique. So yes, we do a little bit of online business, but it mostly is people who either stumble upon the store or referred to the store or receive a gift from the store and they're like, wow, where'd this come from? And they want to see.
You know what? And this sounds terrible. We're going to Wit and Whim on Saturday because we were going to Chateaubelay. Because we have to buy a gift for somebody. I'm being honest. We have to go out that night. And my wife said, we'll run up to... I said, fine. This is where everybody should go for a gift.
Absolutely.
Because, you know,
Chateaubelay
is fine. I'm not knocking
any
store.
It's philanthropic.
But it's going for a good cause. And you buy, you know, again, I'm not sure of everything you have. I'm sure you can find something. We have to buy a gift for a 60-year-old man who's getting his birthday. It's
we
a surprise
have
birthday.
Fabulous items for that category.
And at the end of it, you know you're doing a good thing. So thank you for coming on the show today. Actually, it's, you know, I've heard of the place, but I really have never gone the next step to go by and visit, but we'll be coming by.
You would enjoy it. It's a very fun kind of experience. It's not just about, you know, making the sale. It's also about the engagement and the connection and the feeling you'll get when you come into the shop. It's fun.
Okay, so we're going
to do that. I understand that every item in the store has a story behind it.
Yes.
So can you tell us one story about one particular item?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I can tell you some categories of stories, yes. So, for example, our vintage items are magnificent. I always purchase very unique items, whether it's a beautiful glass set in a caddy from the Mad Men era of the 50s, or it's a courtroom table from the 1920s that we have displays, you know, on that is also for sale, or beautiful windows from Paris that I turned into mirrors, and it's just a gorgeous piece, to the fair trade organizations from Africa or India, where we pay appropriate amounts for the people who work and the artisans, and we buy them in exchange for their purchases, great water supplies or education. I mean, there's so many different elements to it that it's amazing. It really is. It is a heartwarming place. We have these great new scarves in. They're hand-dyed by artists from Guatemala. They're gorgeous, and they're every color, and they're just beautiful.
It sounds fascinating, truly fascinating. You know, I'm dying to come.
Laurie, what I'd like you to do, explain fair trade. I mean, I know what it is, but that's a very important thing today.
It is.
Because you think you're getting a good deal on a certain thing, and you don't realize the poor girl that's being...
Right. Fair trade is a standard. It's established by the United States, so I will adhere to the United States standards of fair trade, where artisans from all over the world are paid proper wages for their labor, for their work, so they don't have to work, 15 or 20 hour shifts. They get paid appropriately for the work they do, and they're recognized as well.
Okay. And I didn't know what that was. A couple of years ago, I found that, because you see, like, Starbucks and different places have it. And then...
I didn't know what it was.
I'm a member of the Unitarian Universalist Church, a congregation at Shelter Rock, and we have a very big social justice division,
I think it's a fantastic place.
Oh, it's a great place. And fair trade came about because with coffee, they have these girls and boys picking coffee beans 20 hours a day, and they give them a penny. So now they're making a fortune when they sell it to Starbucks and all the various Dunkin' Donuts of the world. No. They want to buy from somebody who legitimately is paying a family mm-hmm. what they're entitled mm-hmm. to mm-hmm. and pass on the price to the very end consumer who pays a little bit more. But you know everybody's been treated fairly.
So that nobody is being exploited.
Exactly. Yeah, perfect.
Yeah, we also have signage that explains the stories and the collections. And just to let you know also, we have a lot of free events at the store as well. Right now we're running a mid-century art exhibit, okay. which is in the gallery at the in the back of the store, where people can come and see beautiful pieces that were all handcrafted back in the, you know, from the 50s and 60s that are really fun and fun to see.
It's really unique.
So actually, yeah, which I didn't realize until you just said it, then you have one-of-a-kind things, obviously, that when you said about the court desk. You're not walking in for 20 of, I'll pick one, and there's 19 of them left.
Exactly. We have a few items that we'll, you know, purchase and then purchase again, and
right.
they're standard stock. But no, most everything that you see in that store is a one-of-a-kind piece. Very,
very interesting. So you must spend a lot of time buying.
Yes, I'm a little obsessed and crazy.
You go on buying trips? You must.
Well, I have 5 children, and whenever I visit them, wherever they are in either the country or the world, I always make sure I hit some of the vintage stores, some of the, you know, flea markets to get. And I'm always dragging a big suitcase so I can check it and bring it back home.
Now let's take it a little bit more personal. 5 children. What are their ages? And
well, they're very, very close in age. So they range from 27 to 22.
Okay.
And they are...
You were busy.
Yes. They're all actually, you know, I'm about to have the last graduation from college and one from law school.
This year?
So in 2 weeks. So it's been crazy. But the store opened when the youngest was leaving for college.
I just realized 27, so this whole period.
Exactly. Wow. So this was like I had enough of dioramas throughout the ages, and now I could put together a literal diorama of the store, which is kind of like what it is, really. It's like a very interesting crafted space.
Well, you know what it is, too? And this is not giving any phony compliment to Lori. She owns this. I don't mean owns it physically. This is not the type of thing you can turn around and say, John, I'm going away for 6 months. Would you run it? You can't. I mean, I think I'm creative, and Ruth, I'm sure you're creative, and everybody, you own this. So you're shopping all of a sudden. You'll see something on a trip. You'll be in the Hamptons. Say, I want that for my store.
100%. Right. Especially our fixtures.
This is your passion.
I have a lot of passions. This is among them. But we have fixtures in the store that will make your mouth drop. That, like, we sometimes have designers who come in to sort of pick and choose the kind of fixtures that we display our products on. But everything is for sale in the store. Everything. So from our antique door that's covered with glass wrapping desk to our beautiful shelves, to our, you know, lighting fixtures, everything is for sale.
Okay. That's amazing. It really is. At the end of the day, putting it together. And now that you're saying it, you can see why. I don't mean it's a vacation, but it really is.
Yes.
Like my wife
like,
and I.
It's like making a trip around the world.
Yeah, but you go in there and you have fun, and, you know, I say paper bags and stuff like this. It really is. Then you go for a cup of coffee. You know, honestly, it's the truth, though, because... You know, and I'm so glad the coincidence of you coming on today.
Thanks. It's also nice because it's right by the water, so you come by and then you can take a nice stroll down by the water. It's like a little mini vacation.
Yeah, well, that's a beautiful the neighborhood where I know you are. It's just a beautiful section. Port Washington there is. I mean, it's great.
Mm-hmm. I agree. It's lovely. It's really
from Louise. Yeah, all the way to the port to the. Down to Manorville, the whole thing.
Yeah, I mean,
it is some neighborhood.
And there's a bookshop near you.
Absolutely, right across the street. Yeah, I forget
the name of it.
It's Dolphin Bookstore.
Yes,
it's lovely. That's been around for a very long time, so they must be doing something right.
That's another organization, and not that we're taking anything from Witten Wim. They do programs there and signings and stuff. They seem to be very community minded too.
Yeah, they have a nice music, and they have like a little coffee bar. It's nice.
And actually, I know, saying community, I believe you received the Chamber Award.
Yes.
That's a big one, too, because people don't pay attention. And you have a very good chamber in Port Washington.
We do.
And they're not picking people for fun. There is competition within the chambers. Certain chambers, I'm involved with different chambers, and some are just title.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Port Washington is really making a revival. Young people are starting to move in. New businesses are starting to come. New food establishments. It's a very exciting time to be in Port Washington.
No, I agree.
And you must get a tremendous sense of satisfaction from your shop.
Oh, I mean, of course. Listen, if I didn't, I wouldn't be doing it because when you're working for free, something has to feel good because it is a tremendous amount of work.
Oh, yeah. No, I agree with you.
I'm sure.
I'm involved in a lot of not-for-profits. You're involved with one that's covering so many. So, you know, I understand what you have to do. But every time you're doing it, every month, and if you're reading something about this month, the limb situation, and next month, whether it's cancer or whether it's going to be, obviously, there's so many opportunities for you to give out the money, you're participating in so far in 5 years, times 11, at come your anniversary, you'll have participated in 55 organizations that you've helped out somehow.
Yes. Also, just to mention, people always come to us. They have galas, you know, other organizations, and they need gift baskets and auction items. Just contact me. We give it all away anyway, so we're happy to donate, you know, gift baskets to other organizations.
All right. Well, NAMI is going to have a walk on May 6th in Jones Beach, so I'm going to tell them.
Great.
To
please.
Contact you.
Perfect. Perfect.
Yeah, that is a good organization.
NAMI. Oh, it's a wonderful organization.
I'm familiar with it from the church and from Rotary and different places. But the thing
the Unitarian Universalist Congregation has been wonderful.
Yeah,
to
they've
NAMI.
Been very good. I know that. We were lucky in our organization where a woman died, I don't know how many years ago, and left us an investment, and the investment turned into upwards of $1 billion.
That's fabulous.
I mean, you just so
that's
we give
incredible.
It away. So we give away millions and millions a year.
It's amazing.
So NAMI got $100,000 a couple of years ago.
You twice,
write us
twice.
A letter, because it's not ours. We're a church. We don't look, you know, it's like, and we wouldn't have it. If we were good to this woman. This woman said we want to be good back. And nobody knew what would happen.
It's great.
It was like $10,000 a year the church was getting until it hit oil. And the biggest year was $50 million.
Hmm.
I mean, you can't even make it up.
Right.
But fortunately, it wasn't a place, you know, they've shared it nicely throughout the world. It's just, you know.
But it also shows how one person can make a big difference.
Oh, 100%. Mm-hmm. Now, that is a huge number, but you're doing the same thing. The number doesn't make a difference. You know, if you hold the door for somebody, you made a difference in that person's day.
Absolutely,
I'm having
very
a bad
true.
Day, and you said, oh, how are you? And I say, thank you. It's like, oh, somebody cares.
Or if someone gave you a smile.
100%. I agree with you.
Yeah.
That anything, you know, works. We're out of time. It's amazing. But I really am so impressed with Whit and Wim.
Thank you.
And you. I don't mean it the way it sounds. Not just Whit and Wim. You are Whit and Wim.
Thanks, John. Thanks, Ruth. I appreciate the time today.
I, too, am impressed.
Off, and I'm definitely going to go there tomorrow.
Okay.
Give out Lori's number one more time, 516-944-9200. But the most important thing is it's not to go and ask for a basket. It's to go and buy.
Sure.
Because then you're helping out. Yeah, obviously, if Lori gives you a basket for an event, that's very nice. But the main purpose is go support Lori because she's supporting so many different organizations that need the help. Thank you. We've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.